A food chain shows the feeding relationships of animals within an ecosystem, that is, who eats whom. Plants are at the bottom of the food chain. They use photosynthesis to produce materials that are rich in energy. This is why they are called producers. A consumer can be a herbivore, a carnivore, or an omnivore. Herbivores are called first-order consumers. Carnivores and omnivores are second-order consumers. The tertiary or third-order consumer is at the top of the food chain. Humans are often tertiary consumers. A food chain shows how some organisms serve as the food source for other organisms. Normally, there are no more than 4 or 5 links in a food chain. However, an organism does not usually live on just one other organism alone. Tadpoles, for example, are food for dragonfly nymphs, common ruds, and pikes. Dragonfly nymphs and ruds are eaten by pikes. Even animals on the same food level eat each other. Dragonfly nymphs and ruds, for example, or pikes and grey herons. The food chains in an ecosystem have branches, so they are actually food networks.